God is good. And all the time. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Awesome. Awesome. Isn't it a gorgeous day out there? Man. Thank you for being here. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church this morning as we worship our Lord and Savior and our Creator and Redeemer. Boy, we could just make a long list of names, couldn't we? But thank you for being here in this fellowship as we worship together. You know, it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to gather together like this. We take it for granted a lot in this country, but we need to keep in mind that it is an honor and a privilege that we can gather and worship God and be together and support one another. As I said, my name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you. Thank you so much for being here. If you would open up your bulletin real quick and turn to the announcements page. I trust that you've spent some time going through these announcements today. I just want to lift up a couple. Lunch Bunch, don't forget, right after this service, did you read that? Chicken teriyaki. Two words. That's all I need to say, right? All right. So come on down and enjoy the food and the fellowship and God's presence and, of course, the desserts. That goes without saying, right? So next week, remember, it's Warm House Sunday. Now, of course, the Warm House accepts non-perishable items anytime you choose to bring those. But that is the first Sunday of every month that we have decided that it will be specifically Warm House Sunday. So when we take communion is when we collect items for Warm House. So we invite you to do that next Sunday. Also next Sunday, whenever we take communion as well, some of you may have noticed this and not known what it was, but people lay checks and money and such along this kneeling rail. Well, that is because that's how we finance our benevolence fund, which helps local folks, for instance, pay their bills. Maybe they need gas to go to a doctor's appointment or something like that. We are extremely low. There is so much need, we always have to turn people away, unfortunately. But we have turned away a lot of people because we just are low on funds. And we understand what people are going through. But if you do have some extra and would be willing to go towards benevolence over and above your regular giving, we invite you to do that. And I'm sure Sarah would certainly appreciate that as well. So as she works on that fund directly. So just know, be prepared for next week when that comes if you are able to do that. You'll notice your insert in your bulletin regarding Crop Walk. I invite you to show up at Lincoln today at 2 o'clock. Our youth are going to be there. Youth, you meet here at the church at 1 o'clock, and you'll go together to Lincoln at their new football field. That's where the Crop Walk is going to be. Adults, we invite you to come along as well and enjoy that and raise money for taking care of hunger in this area and around the world as well. A lot going on. Please make sure you look through this. Don't forget confirmation youth, 4 o'clock, 4:15 in the fellowship hall. A lot of things. So please take this home. Keep it by your calendar or write these things on your calendar so you'll know what is going on. Finally, the connection card. Make sure that you fill that out. If you're a regular attender, we do pay attention to these and we keep track of the information that you provide. So please make sure that you write down that you were here, and if there's anything else that you want us to know about, please do that and then turn it in the offering basket after the sermon. If you're visiting with us today, we put a special welcome out to you, and we thank you so much for your presence with us. Make sure you fill this out as well so that we can greet you properly and say thank you for worshiping with us today. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
All right. We want to welcome those who are listening on the radio or around the world on our streaming web, and we just thank you for your presence as well as we begin our worship service today. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you so very much for this day. You are just an amazing God. And we are honored, God, that we can gather together and that we can be a fellowship where we celebrate your presence in our lives, where we want to learn about how you would have us live, how we learn how you bless us each and every day. And we just ask that you anoint us, God, in Jesus' name. We know that you are here present among us, but we want to be deliberate in inviting you to this place. We want in a powerful way, God, to experience you today. May our expectations be great because of your presence, Lord. May you come in and wash us clean. I give you praise, God, that we can come to a place where we are accepted as we are, as a beginning point in our journey for this week, so that we can go out and spread your word. Be that sign of your healing and your hope, your joy in other people's life throughout the week. We thank you for the honor of being here today. Make us one with you, God, and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name, amen.